You are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Double Dosage After Show. Double Dosage After Show. After Show. After Show.
After Show.
After Show.
Whew! Okay, yes. You know, guys, this is the Double Dosage After Show. We got some horrible feedback. Jesus Christ. Okay, this is going to be such an informal show. I've got my fan on, and I'm sorry if you guys can hear it, but I'm literally just soaking in my own shirt, and it's itchy. I got my back scratched. I'm going nuts. So, if you can hear my fan, you have to deal with it. So we've got Rob here with us, carrying over from the show.
Hi, yes, folks. I'm going to mute for a minute. I'm bringing a coffee over.
All right. And Melvin, what's up that phone line? Okay. Melvin. On you. Come in here. Come on. Come here, guy. Melvin. All right.
All right. I'm in.
Okay. Well, I think that's better.
Is that better?
Yeah.
I got my headset in.
Yes.
All right.
Much better.
Oh. Thank goodness.
Sorry, guys.
Blowing my ears out.
Yeah, that ringing. Oh, my goodness. It's like the speakers are just rolling around.
Yeah, I took everything down to the minimum.
I think it's because he's exposing the child protection people. They're absolutely targeting that poor man.
Oh, no doubt about it, man. My stuff flashes in and out. I lose power. It drops calls. I can't... download information. It's a brand new phone. I paid like almost $300 for it. There's no reason
for
it. But yeah. Brand new. I've had it for maybe 2 weeks. It's incredible. But yeah, you know, we're going to continue to do what we do, like the men that we are. And, you know, I got to give you, gentlemen, much props. That was a very interesting show. But here I am on with three tech geniuses. You guys are like George Jetson. I feel like a caveman, you know?
No, I'm layman. I don't consider myself. There's so much more I would have to learn. I know just enough to keep these tech criminals within the government at bay. I know just enough. But I have so much more to learn.
Hey, yeah, if I could, I had a couple of comments about some of the statements that were made in the last show, I'd like to reiterate on.
Sure, absolutely.
Right.
And then we'll get to callers.
Yes, sir. What Rob was saying about, well, you know, the slave revolt and, you know, about the revenge and stuff. He mentioned Toussaint, and he was a great slave rebel leader in Haiti. But here in America, Nat Turner, Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, those are the three giants here that did much to... strike fear in the hearts of their oppressors. Our oppressors today are the descendants of those oppressors. That was one. The other one was about the vaccines that Bill Gates is pushing. It's a known fact that, you know, he resigned from the board of Microsoft to take over his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and they're heavily pushing the vaccines. And I've seen a post on Facebook that showed a young Bill Gates when he was with Microsoft, and the statement underneath it says, you know, we'll create the viruses and then we'll sell them the cures. And then it was the old Bill Gates working for the pharmaceutical and, you know, the virus agenda. And he says, we'll create the virus and then we'll sell them the cure. So
yeah, I'm talking about computer viruses.
Well, computer viruses then, but the actual viruses now. They created this virus, and now they're trying to sell this cure. A friend of mine was talking about how, because of the lockdowns, the pharmaceutical companies are losing millions upon millions of dollars. People are, you know, not buying their medications, and they're not going into the hospitals. And so the pharmaceutical industry is losing billions upon billions of dollars due to this COVID thing. And this is how they're going to recoup those losses, with mandatory vaccinations and vaccines for all. And if that's going to put...
They're going to recoup their losses by doing whatever the hell Bill Gates says to do.
Yep, true that.
Yeah, I don't see how they made any losses at all. When I look at how many billions of dollars these mega corporations have made during this lockdown, all the meds in the hospitals are still being sold. You know, you talk about a vaccine, even using the word cure in the same sentence, this doesn't equate with me. Because look how many children that were vaccinated against the measles actually got the measles afterwards. It wasn't a cure. And they're talking about you're going to need 3 shots to cure this common cold, a COVID coronavirus. So, but when there's an actual cure, is the HCQ in combination with zinc and another drug. And when the doctors spoke out about it, all their videos got removed. They lost their Facebook accounts and such, and Twitter accounts. So that's just telling you that Gates is using his back doors to slam fingers in and slam mouths shut. You know, he's just changed his tack. He still owns huge percentages of these companies. He just stepped down as the CEO to sell the vaccine, and he ain't a doctor. You know, no. He's going to do question and answer sessions about vaccine like he has a credential. And the doctors with credentials are being shut down and shut up.
So well, he has just stepped down. Because there's a huge possibility that this thing's going to backfire in his face, and Microsoft cannot be taken down. It's an infrastructure issue.
Good point.
You got a pillar, and then trying to create another pillar, and then another pillar to prop up their new world order, where they've genocided most of the people they don't want, and exalting the rest. So.
Yeah, we got a tunnel underneath the keep to bring the castle down.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, you know, that's an interesting point there you made, Rob, because that leads right into my third commentary. Or, you know, I just wanted to comment on something that was said earlier. Mike was saying how, you know, the U.S. Internet system is weaker than most people realize, and, you know, they have slowdowns and, you know, everything that's going on, you know, technologically speaking, with the internet here. So I wanted to ask you guys, what do you think about the possibility of three smart guys like yourself getting together and totally crashing this internet worldwide? I mean, is it possible?
I don't have the knowledge to do that.
No, wait a minute. No, but it can be found. Now, with this,
Listen, I am in contact with someone I consider a friend. Mm-hmm. I'm literally in contact with the man who created the AI system that is being used on targeted individuals.
Okay.
He himself has said many a times he has thought about creating a virus to bring everything down.
Yes.
He says he's thought about it.
You know what? You need to think a little harder about it because of this George Floyd crisis and everything. You know, most activists, we are almost totally united, the activists. I mean, even though it's on the street level, the lower level, street fighters, basically, but we got more unity now than we've ever seen before. And crashing the internet, it would totally level the playing field. They'd have, you know, between the activists and the world governments, because the corporations, you know, like you stated, they don't do anything for us. But without this internet thing, I mean, they wouldn't have no communications between the police departments, you know, in the states, military. The tech would go, drones would go, telecommunications would go. And
their money would disappear from the banks in the past.
The money, that's the next point. You read my mind. Had, I think alike. No money for them.
What? It's no money for us as well. If you you watch that series, Mr. Robot, he does this. And it shows the chess moves of what they do to react because of it. When Visa had a problem here for a whole week and nobody could access any of their money from their bank accounts, anything. And what did they do? They said it was a hacker that did it, and then they locked down more oppression on the internet itself. So we have less and less and less freedom, and then that's what happened.
And I was actually going to say, Well, if there's no internet, then the only information that you have is what your local government is going to tell you.
Bingo.
So, some random official can say in the middle of little downtown Italy that there's a zombie plague head this way. Everybody, go into the jail cells right now where we can protect you.
But we have a train pulling into the station to take you to safety.
But, you know, we've already been conditioned to that with this COVID thing. So we're going to know that that's BS, and that's not going to work. And they're trying to starve us to death anyway. They're with the GMO foods and all this other stuff. That's their next step in the chess game. They're going to go for mass starvation. So, I mean, so what if, we lost all of our, money online because the internet was poof, gone like a fart in the wind. Well, they're trying to do it to us anyway. So we would just make the first move and basically we bring them down to where we're at. There's more of us than there are of them. So losing the internet hurt more, us or them? Them.
Listen, if there becomes a food shortage, I'm opening up a butcher shop that's slaughtering a lot of pigs. All right. We need to get to the phone lines. Line one, New York. Go ahead.
Ken from New York. Yeah, very good, thank you. And hello to everybody else. I wanted to make a comment about raspberries since you were talking about it earlier, but I think the reason Bill Gates stepped down and somebody CEO stepped down, they still have controlling interest of the stock, but if they start, starting to get the picture that people are unhappy with them, and if they sue them and they're actually sitting on the board, then the company's going to get dragged into it as well. He's still, right?
Yeah,
exactly. I agree.
Yeah, as far as the raspberry goes, I heard Mike Rivera talking about it on and off for a while.
Really?
I'm 67.
Everybody keeps bringing up Mike Rivera. Who is this guy? Is he on our network?
Yeah, he's on in the afternoon.
I don't talk to him.
Well, he does a new show in the afternoon, and he's been playing around with raspberries for a few years now. And he said he made a cell phone out of one. And I went and started looking. I didn't want to learn anything new. You know, at 67, I've been around computers since a Commodore, so I still have some working at home. And I've been using XP now, and I was happy with it. I'm still using it. But then the certificate started to expire, and I'm sitting there pounding on it. You ever see that character that bangs his head against the monitor until he starts, his eyeball comes out and starts.
Yep.
That's me.
You get the picture. Yeah. So I went out and looked on eBay, and I bought a used one, a Pi 3 B Plus or something like that, for $30. And it came with Raspbian, which is like a Debian. It uses Debian executables.
Yes.
Plugged it in, turned it on. I didn't have to configure anything. It knew my router. It knew the IP addresses. And I went and got Vivaldi for a browser once it got up and running, because Vivaldi was the same people that wrote Opera, and I'd been using that for like, 12 years.
Opera is my favorite browser. Yes.
Very fast. Yeah. So I put that on, and you know what I discovered was, no matter what site I went on, like Brighteon and all of these sites, I always had trouble. I didn't have the right driver. I had this error message. Everything works.
Yes.
And it not only works, it works fast, because since Linux is considerably lighter than Mr. Bill's, you don't need a 3-gig machine. A 1.2 gig, if it has a multiple-core processor in it, apparently, it's quite fast enough. You don't need anything else. And I'm looking at another angle of it, since I've been in electronics most of my life. I still use DSL. And the reasoning behind it is I don't really need the bandwidth. Price is cheaper than cable. And usually when the power goes out, the phone line still has its own power. So I'm in the process of using a lead acid battery to make a backup supply where I can just run really? Everything directly off of 12 volts. You don't have to the Raspberry. It doesn't use a lot of power.
You can put
a jack on a 12 volt battery or a regulator if it needs 5. And you know, it's amazing. I bought the whole thing for $30. The guy said it worked. I said, okay, if it doesn't, I'll throw it back at him, and it did.
And speaking of power,
sorry,
go ahead. Shut up.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of power, the other day, as I'm creating cloning network drives, so I can always have a backup in case something goes down. Our main computer, let's say we had unexplained power outage, and it was hitting the side of the wall that had my computer on it. And, you know, it's not good for computers for them to just lose power like that. It's not a laptop. So what I did... I plugged in the computer to the other, basically, side of our electrical system here, and I put something in the power box and lever to keep it open in case it switches down, and all of a sudden, no more power outages. It's like these feds are watching. The computer's not even online, but they know what you got going based on the power consumption because these damn smart meters. So into getting in the way and sabotaging my work, they kept, and this is like during the daytime. It's just no reason for it. And power went out several times, right, in a row, a few minutes in a row. Like somebody's just sitting there pressing the button.
Yeah, send a surge through the connector, and boom, off goes the switch. You could use a good old nail to put in as a fuse. It seems to help.
Yeah, that's a little bit, if you really have a shorter problem, you can burn your house down.
Well, but we don't.
A nail is maybe a little too heavy.
We're connected to the system, and it's just a way for them to sabotage or censor. So I'm thinking about giving power... supply, you know, like when those hour, like if you ever lose power, your computer systems will stay on for an hour. I'm thinking about getting one of those.
I have a sarcasm in my head that just won't go away from a comment that Ken made. You know, it's time we all say, "Oh no!" to Mr. Bill. It just hits time.
All right. Well, I used to get on South Park. People would tell me to kill Kenny again. They would tell me I'm Kenny's, you know, so to kill Kenny again at the end of every episode.
Yeah.
The only problem with a battery backup is it still runs, it's still attempting to put out 117 volts or 110 volts. And my idea is to use the battery, a 6 volt would be closer because most of these, the Raspberry Pi, I think, runs on 5 volts. So you'd use like a gel cell battery and hook it directly in so you don't get any conversion losses. When you have a battery generating a simulated 117 volts, like a square wave, you're getting a large power loss. So it only lasts a few minutes. The idea is that when you have a battery backup, it gives you just enough time. It warns you to shut the system down before it craps down on you.
I've seen ones that give an hour or 2 hours. Tops for a desktop computer.
Yeah, I had
right.
Not like that.
That'll be just enough for a show. And
yeah, but how much do they cost?
Oh, probably.
Is it cost an issue?
No,
mine
cost
was about $100 US.
Oh, okay.
I had one of those surge protector battery backups.
I'm building a TV network here. Yeah, money's not an issue.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good news. but at any rate, the only thing I did was I locked myself out of it. So then I went, oh no, I put my hand on the side of my face and I had to go into the terminal and learn how to use that enough and look up on the internet to see what I did wrong. And I locked myself. I tried to change the password and I botched something up. So I had to go through the terminal for a while and then I finally got it working again. But I'm really impressed with it. You know, like I get lazy. I don't want to learn a new system. I bought a used Nextbook tablet that has Windows 10 on it, but I never allowed it to update because most of the updates and the issues are when you're using Microsoft products like Microsoft Explorer. And all. If you're using other companies' products, they have their own protection built in. I've never had a problem being hacked with Opera in all the time I've been using it.
I've only had one issue with Opera being hacked. But yeah, Opera is one of the better browsers. It was actually made by Polish people. Surprise, surprise. Opera has been very good to me. When I can't get other browsers to work, I've been hacked to death. You know, being kept from this information, that information, I'll load up Opera real quick and do what I need to do very quickly because it is a very light browser.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, they used to be better when they were when they used the old Gecko engines and they were real true Opera inside and out. They did work a lot better. I keep like three browsers on my machine because I'm never sure which one I'm going to need. For example, the new Operas and all the new ones that are based on Chrome will not let you access some websites because they're not using the latest. They don't have their security certificates up to date, which, you know, in most cases really isn't that much of an issue. It's not a banking, you know, you're not like doing banking or anything like that, but they won't let you access the website because they're still using, what is it, RSA or something like a lower version of security. I'm not an expert on the networking stuff, but I'm sorry, yes.
No. Go ahead.
I think the idea of working toward using raspberries for your, your show work.
Well, my server.
I think will turn out to be the server will turn out to be. I've seen so much free software. For example, like music software, there must be control software that's available that can do these things. And it's astonishing that people put the work that they do into these things and they mostly give it away.
Well, for all these doctors and all these people are being censored off of Facebook, once again, I want to give them a platform to come onto and be heard. Because we're going to have other things that are going to push our media out there. And I'm just going to have a little pocket of it where people can sign up for a profile and get onto my server, onto the forum. You know, it's going to be old school type forum. It's not going to be pretty like Facebook or MySpace. Sure. It's going to be simple and people can get their information across. Yes, hyperlinks be allowed, stuff like that. And it'll be simple. Where people can actually have free speech.
One of the reasons I never... Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say very quickly, and the whole Windows update thing, and I've done a test on this quite recently, because I'm testing everything out. I put two drives side by side with brand new Windows 10 put on them, okay? The bigger hard drive, the one that's actually an SSD drive, has plenty of space on it. Oh, okay, it does updates. Yeah, barely notice an increment in size. Now, when I put in a USB Windows to go, it updated and it kept updating till there was no room to put anything else on there. It was just
the operating system. It doesn't erase anything that's already been on.
Well, my point is that how is the operating system and all this updates equals 64 gigs, I'm sorry, 58 gigs, but the other drive, the updates on it only went up to about, with the operating system, only goes up to about 14 gigs. There's a
I know what part of the problem is.
Well,
I know what part of the problem is, the compile. Okay, good. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just thinking that they read that this was a portable thing, and, well, I don't need to be using it because it's portable. Let's just build this sucker up to where it's not operable. They're monitoring that closely. But yeah, go ahead. What's your query?
Microsoft was never good at making software compilers. Most of the compilers that these programs are written in were locked to the version of the operating system. So every time they wanted to get a new version of a compiler or write a new piece of software, this would be, you know, an application developer, they would go by the latest Microsoft Studio. I never used any of that stuff, GCC or some of the other software tools like Ballin were far better, and they didn't generate a bunch of bloated code that did nothing, that would just take space up. And apparently that could be the reason why, you know, the operating system size and the updates keep swelling up. And then whoever does the update doesn't bother to erase all of the crap left over from the last update. They just leave everything there. And remember the people that started with Microsoft? They all became millionaires. Well, I think he stopped using those people, and like Boeing, when the plane started crashing, they said, well, we'll get a $9 an hour engineer from India.
There you go. Well,
there are smart people in India. They're very well educated, but, you know, the people that have been doing software for a long time, you know, I've done software also, and, you know, unless... I look back at software I wrote 20 years ago, and I'm going, my God, I wrote this? I can't even remember unless I comment things, you can't remember what you did. So this also happens, you know, in industry. Guys who write software, they don't, you get the picture.
Well, and see, that's the thing, too, that's really smart. It's better, I think, to have a very small operating system, keep a small, zero updates on it, have a very small drive, no updates at all. If your stuff gets attacked and it's not, you know, whatever, hey, it's fine. Reinstall it. You're not losing anything. Just can store your data elsewhere, of course, but just reinstall it. That's great. But you it's know, better you... that than to have a drive that's being updated constantly. Because the more software you have on there, the more opportunities you have, hackers have, to insert something somewhere that's going to screw you up. Keep things bare bones minimum where you can keep track of it.
Like an opportunistic infection.
Correct.
Every infection looks for an opportunity.
There you go. Yes.
Right?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm just another infection looking for an opportunity somewhere.
Yeah. And so that's sort of what I'm doing now. And, yeah, people, and I just made another drive, a slim down Windows 10. I killed the bloatware in it. Once I recreate the ISO, I got a bloatware script. But made everything to where it's not going to download any Windows updates. Hooked it up to the internet, and I'm going to shut it down like 5 minutes later, but I'm getting a notification. Hey, you might want to restart so you can get updates to be installed. It's like, yep, Windows still doing that crap, or they're going to force it on you anyways, even though you've turned everything off. So people, when you come across that, if you're the kind of person that doesn't like the updates, all you got to do is go into your Windows folder, go down to software distribution, go into that folder, and where it says downloads, delete that folder. Restart your computer. None of the updates will install against your will. That's all you got to do.
The thing that's been saving me for years, and I don't know if it works anymore, is I never had those problems where I would have to... Like I would read about people on the internet constantly reformatting their hard disk as if that was going to fix something, and what I always did is I always used Ghost.
Ken, we gotta go to commercial break really quickly, so hold that thought.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Nerd. Yeah, we're nerding out today on the show. during the break, I'm still watching more clips of this Lunduke show. It's just, this guy, the host, his facial expressions are—he's so expressive. He's funny. It's just—it just makes you laugh. He's such a freaking nerd.
He is. He's in a state of ecstasy. I have no other word for it. He's brilliant.
I would love to have him on the show and talk to him. But yeah, we're all nerding out today, and our caller, before we went to break, he was talking about reformatting hard drives. To do what, Ken?
That sounded like vaccine damage. I'm sorry. I was talking about reading about people constantly reformatting hard disks as if that would fix the problem. What I always did, and I did this since the DOS days, is I used Ghost. And there used to be a forerunner to Ghost when it was a private company. And then it got bought out by Norton, and it got all bloated up. But it still works, and at least you're getting a picture of your entire partition, and you didn't have to. I could even move it from one machine to another. And most of the time, it would. All you'd have to do is maybe put a new video driver in or something like that. But I never had any of these problems where I had to. And if I thought I botched something up from playing around with something, and I just got lost. I was impatient. I would just go get the ghost back up and blow it back onto the C drive. By the way, I've always parked all my data on the D drive. This way I would never have a problem. If I could mess around with C, if the operating system got trashed or I wanted to change it, when I put a new operating system on, the data would still be on D.
Okay, well, I mean, right now, Windows 10 has the option to, reset your computer. You can either reset your computer with, leave all the data on there and just take all the apps off, or just reset it back to start. Problem is, that doesn't always fix the problem. Some things are very persistent. If your shell is broken, they can get in and break the original image, the ISO. They can mess up your WIM file, your install WIM file.
Well,
and so
you're talking about being under attack. You're talking about being under attack from outside sources. And quite frankly, I don't believe I've ever experienced that.
I'm a targeted individual. That's why I talk about it like that. Everything that I'm talking about is on the assumption of protection or attacking. So yes, had the WIMs, install WIMs, basically tampered with. So every time you try to reset, it comes back even worse. So I've broken down. I've gotten hard copies of stuff and made virtual copies. I've got copies of things everywhere. I just became the copy man over this past week because of all the redundancy that I need to make sure that my network, when it gets started, it's going. And there's nothing these feds can do about it.
Making copies. I'm on a Saturday Night Live kick today.
Here at Puppy.
The B-Man.
No, you just reminded me of Dave Chappelle there. Here at Poppycock, we don't give a damn.
I made a meme about Mr. Bill during the break. I popped it into the chat area. I just couldn't resist. I did a face in the hole, put Bill Gates' face inside Mr. Bill.
You have got to put that online, yeah.
I did. I've got it on my Facebook already, and I popped it into the chat. I just couldn't resist. I find that a meme is a great way to raise awareness, as it's an image in people's head, and the picture paints 1,000 words, and it's pure sarcasm. And sarcasm is a great tool. Ha, ha, ha. Ooh, you know, just say no to his vaccine, or just say, oh, no, to Mr. Bill. Yeah,
I wish I could find, because my favorite meme to this day, I wish I could find it. It says, it has a picture of Bill Gates, like, eating, like, at a dining table with other people, and he's creepily looking at someone, and it says, the moment you realize the evil genius is trying to kill you.
Yeah. Seen that one. It makes you go, ooh. But it's true. He is. He's definitely, the cult is on, and he's getting paid while we go to the grave.
Yep.
Did you ever see the picture on... Did you ever see the picture on, I think it's on Wikipedia if you roll down. It's a picture of him, he's like 21 or 22, he's smiling and he's got a bunch of numbers across his chest when he got arrested in Arizona for something. I don't know exactly what it was. He's got a mugshot.
Really?
Yes, I have seen that. You got to love the glasses he was wearing there. I used to have a pair of those great big owl-looking thick-framed geek glasses.
Wow. Yeah, well, I would love to see his arrest record. He should be in prison right now with the genocide he did in India. Why aren't people talking about that? Why did that just get...
No, he should be 6 feet under the prison.
Yeah, he should be under the jail for sure, but because mainstream media is owned by him and his buddies. They're not going to publicize their dirty laundry to us. They're going to put our laundry out on the line instead.
You know what? I'm just going to Google it right now. Bill Gates
mugshot.
Genocide. Oh, boy. Because I want to see what will come up.
You know what my people would do with him? He'd be in a cement cornerstone somewhere.
I want it publicly. I want this done so publicly. There's no chance that they're going to use a body double or anything. Because that the same person's face is using the same bank balance to balance the system towards our oppressors, the scales of justice. I want visible justice. Nuremberg style. There ain't going to be no appeals and this and that. You go. If any of us are convicted in a world court or something in another country, we would get extradited. But, you know.
Bill Gates. Okay, so the obvious answer to this situation here, this question. What I'm saying is Bill Gates paid off some officials in India. That's the short of it.
Yeah, he pays and we pay. It's and what he's done in Africa as well. It's genocide. It's Mengele's program visibly across the planet. He's killing people, human test subjects. It's just unacceptable in our society that money can buy you freedom. And our money cannot buy us freedom. But he's got enough money to pay off the people. But it's not acceptable to me that a monetary punishment can supersede murder.
Well, I've seen a lot of links here saying, you know, why is Bill Gates not being sued by India over vaccine deaths?
I see. So there's no record of him compensating the victims over there that lost family members?
No, probably not, but he's definitely paid some officials.
Mm-hmm. You're right, Rob. That is just so sucks.
Maybe a few rupees.
Yeah. And
but it won't. It's like taking a dollar out of your pocket when you got paid on payday. It's not going to hurt him at all.
It's not going to hurt him at all. Exactly. Mm. So, and this probably, I don't know. I see all these people in bed with each other as far as this New World Order is concerned.
Literally.
I mean, because here you have a situation happening, and put the dots together. In overpopulated areas, China, India, but yet they want to test the brand new vaccines out on people in Africa where it's not overpopulated. Okay? Yeah. I mean, they have to, I know, writing's on the wall. They got to clear out all the blacks so that these new corporations can move in and take over resources that they didn't already take over and do their commerce there. I understand what they're going for. But people at least, you know, try to at least acknowledge it. There's a lot of people that are going to die.
Didn't Bill Gates say in a TED Talk, and he was talking about the vaccine program, that in overpopulation, that if we do a really good job with the vaccine, we could reduce that by 10 to 15%. He was referring
That's
to the population of the planet.
That's what he
so
said.
I heard he that. Tells you.
Well, there's supposed to be an ingredient in this vaccine that also sterilizes individuals. So they're trying to go by not only killing them, but preventing future generations from being born. And there's some African leaders that are coming out against this thing, Bo. Maybe not enough, but it's a ripple effect. It's starting to catch on.
Well, I want to do a show about this specifically. And I know Farrakhan, he's out there. He's leading the crusade against this vaccine in Africa. Farrakhan.
Really?
Yes, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan.
Well, there's a lot of individuals that don't like to hear that name on the radio. So, but
I'm sorry. He's a hero of mine.
I hear you, bro.
Can I say something before I go?
Go ahead.
I heard Louis Farrakhan in an interview with Alex Jones back in 2016, and he asked him a question, and he said, "What do you think of Trump?" And Farrakhan paused for he paused for a second. He said, "I really don't have a problem with him."
Really?
Did you ever hear that? Yeah.
No.
News to me.
He had an interview with him once.
But who would have a problem with who?
Farrakhan doesn't have a problem with Trump.
Okay. Alex Jones asked him if he. Right, he was just, you know, asking him about. I guess that's the reason. I didn't listen to the whole interview, but I don't listen to him much anymore because he's, you know.
But
I just want to say good night. I've been on. I want to say good night. I've been on long enough. And
all right, thank you very much for calling in, sir.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. Bye.
But B, isn't Farrakhan about 80 years old now? I mean, the guy's been around since.
He was
a protege of Malcolm X, so he's got to be up in his 80s.
He looks damn good for his age. I think so. I was thinking about that last night.
Lost a lot of weight, and he doesn't look the same as he used to. So I think the system often props up new people, but. I don't agree with everything he says, but I agree with some of what he says, about like any person. And the press has villainized him very much. And if the press has villainized you, then you're going against the system. I've always said that. So I'm not going to be on a hate wagon against him or anything, because I agree with some of what he says. Nobody's going to agree with anything everybody says.
You're going to get a lot of flack for that one, Rob.
It's okay. When it comes to flack, I walk around with a flak jacket on. I agree with some of what he says, especially about the vaccine, but I don't agree with everything. You know, I'm not here to have on the hate wagon of anybody.
I have what I call the 10 great teachers, and he's one of them for me. Let's go back to the phone lines. New York, line one.
Hello?
Hey. Welcome to the show.
Actually, a couple of things. I didn't get anybody's email contacts from the other night. I did reach out to two of you, and nobody friended me.
Is this Scotty?
Yeah, this is Scotty. How you doing?
I did call you back, actually. Check your messages. I called you back.
Oh, really? Well, my phone doesn't let me know if someone called me back, or the number, or when. But a text I would get. However, I didn't know you called me back.
I'm in Europe. I can't text you.
I'll check my email box because sometimes it doesn't put people into the main box.
Okay. Well, no, I didn't find you. Everybody gave out their things the other night so quickly. I only got the guy who got ripped off for $35,000. Oh, Melvin. Melvin's his name.
Melvin Punch. I'm here. Yes, sir.
And that's what I was mentioning. There's a good opportunity if he has any income and a bank account. A statement from February, he has an opportunity to get a loan that actually turns into a grant if you follow the instructions. And it's based on your income. I want to explore that. And I have a great history with that other dude that you weren't going to have the thing. I've known him for years, even before the Nancy Schaefer event, and he seems to be a thief. He's very intelligent, but he uses it against people, just like Fran does. That's not why I called. You were mentioning why Bill Gates doesn't get locked up. There's the BAYH, and the National Vaccine Injury Act enacted in 1986. And that gives every relevant government agency, plus any and all drug manufacturers, plus the entire American Medical Association and all practicing administering physicians, and immediately become totally immune from any legal liability. For any of their actions.
I thought they paid into a fund that was supposed to cap any kind of payments from any lawsuits that you can still initiate a lawsuit, but you can't go over a certain amount because they pay into a fund that's supposed to cap the any monetary awards for these, crimes that if someone sues a pharmaceutical company. But I didn't think they were absolutely immune from being sued, though. That's information to me.
Yeah, by name, they are.
The way it's worded, they're totally immune from any legal liability.
Yes, Scott's correct.
If any of their actions caused any degrading injury or death to a patient. So, and there's a lot of other layers of it too. And still, he's being used by, you know, the people that print the money, and there's a bigger plan. You know,
Scott, it's all out there. I'm asking you. In India, this is international.
Well, that's a good question. I was thinking about that.
It is international. It is absolutely. I know for a fact in Australia, they're immune from prosecution. Their liability, they're not liable. But there is a fund. Melvin's right. It's capped off at, I believe it's $250,000 is the maximum you could get when you go for vaccine damage. But it's not a lawsuit. It's a fund.
There's a fee taxed on every vaccine
to pay into this fund. So it's not like our corporate masters got to pay into this fund. It's tacked on to the fee of the vaccine itself when they sell it. So we're paying that damage.
And Rob, so this is like me walking up to a family, let's just say a family of five. I shoot two of the children in the foreheads and throw a money bag in one of the parents' face and walks off.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And they know the damage is occurring, but they're not liable, like Scott was saying. And I believe it's over $4 billion have been paid out to date to people that have been damaged by the vaccines. And it's difficult to prove.
Yeah, they do pay out a lot.
Because the doctors have to sign off on it, and the doctors make money off vaccines. And they're worried about getting stricken.
Pardon? Can I just add a little bit more to that?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, they do pay out a lot, and they try and keep it hidden, and they do a pretty good job. But there's a lot more that are injured and killed that don't get any, you know, restitution. But there's also several layers. I had mentioned when I called in the other night about nobody knew on the call who she was, Lotus Rexton Justice, and I had suggested a video that I see looks like it's gone. But I wrote it word for word. She mentioned another layer about how the doctors also, because they're doctors, I actually might be able to find it as you talk for a few more minutes. I have it in front of me.
Scotty, I want to say I did call you back and I left you a message because you said you were connected with some foundations, some other interesting people. You deserve your own episode here. We need to schedule you
to talk about
all this stuff.
Well, that's actually the first day I reached out to you, if you remember. It was a morning early here. I don't know what the time difference is where you are. It was very early in the morning here, and you answered the phone, but you couldn't hear me because your headphones were busted. Do you remember that call?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the first time I called you. And I originally reached out to you to get you as a speaker in a group that I belong to. And that group that I belong to, we also have an R&D meeting every Monday, and like Rob and a lot of you people are going to like these people. We're working on all sorts of things. The group is Free Energy Special Interest Group, and we are doing stuff that you fellas are going to like. And again, as far as the problems that Melvin has, that was horrible when I watched that 10-minute video, because the other night I did write his name down. I found him on Facebook, and I also reached out to that Ashley Cooper woman. Neither one has responded. And I didn't really get any other addresses. But you could send them again today. And if you could just text, you see, I'll leave you my email. How's that?
Yeah, send me another friend request, I'll call your
studio, and I'll leave my email this way. Because I could send you links of things you speak about and think, I'm not well-spoken. I'm a visionary. I cannot say with words the way I see things. It's just not going to – I have other gifts. And I have some information to add to what you guys speak about. I just wanted to cue in about why Gates hasn't been arrested. It has to do with several layers of things that girl, Rexton Lotus Justice, that's in big trouble now. I think they blinded her. And there's other videos and updates I didn't get to. There's so many things going on. And that was so funny, the Zucker punch. That could be a whole series like Mr. Bill. Instead of drawing Mr. Bill, just make a Zucker Punch little cartoon. You know, little memes and little cartoons make a Zuckerberg character, you know?
He makes it too easy.
And you have to include the censorship, because the censorship is deep. You know that on the 5th of November, there's some woman giving a presentation on a TED Talk, a pretty woman, and when she starts to show in her PowerPoint and point to her chart, loud static comes on and loud music. You can't hear anything she's saying. You know that?
No, I'm not aware of that one.
Well, listen to it. It's the one on Facebook. I don't know which is...
Definitely,
anyway.
Scott's. Find Rob Deutsch on Facebook and send me another friend's request. I'm real particular. I always go through people's walls, but I'll be looking...
Say your last name again. Don't worry. You look at my page and you'll like me.
D-E-U-T-S-C-H. Deutsch. D-E-U-T-S-C-H. And Rob is the first name on this account. They keep taking my accounts away, so I'm ever on the move.
So one more thing, and I'll finish. I'm a victim of police corruption from 2005, and I'm not a guy that has any reason to have a... The deal is, they call it hardball. I inherited a house that I was going to buy from a loving friend that loved me, it's a long story. I actually have a story that's one in a billion. And I was told by three different lawyers.
Scotty, let's not go into it now because we only have 1 minute left in the show. But Scotty, I want to get you booked for your own interview on the show. It probably maybe two or three, because you have so much information. People
and
from
I'd
your
like
organization.
To get Van Dyke on your show. I'll send you the information for him. But he doesn't do internet. It's only by phone.
Okay.
Contact me on Facebook and I'll get your details and I'll get you booked in.
Scotty, from your organization.
Funny show tonight. Very funny. It is like Saturday Night Live when Saturday Night Live was good.
But Scotty, before you go, I wanted to thank you for sending out that information, reaching out to me, and trying to help me out of my situation there. And I really appreciate that. I will accept your friend request today. This is Melvin Punch, and I wanted to thank you for that.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Yeah,
Scotty,
I was very upset when I saw that video.
Hang on. Talk to our producer. Hang on. Don't hang up. We're in the show, but don't hang up, and we'll talk to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So for everybody else, we're activists. This is what we do. Link the activism chain. All right? We're going to get stuff done. We're not just journalists. We're not just political commentators. We are political warriors that get out there and do stuff. We're on it. We're here for change. And yes, I will be running for president here in about 20 years. So, guys,
you got my vote.
No joke, guys. I will be running for president at some point in my life. So, this is the repository of information, and so people can understand who I am and who the people I hang with are. We're here for change. We're here for the right of not just Americans, but for the rights of every citizen of this planet. With that said, good night, guys, and tune in tomorrow because we're going to have a hell of a show. Good night.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.